The highest position of his devotion is everywhere. So temple entry, that is a social campaign, social fight, and we need not enter into that. The fighting, by fighting we can see the Vigraha and the Supreme Lord. So many are seeing Jagannath Vigraha and they are there, perfect. They have become Siddha, Mahatma, and have become devotee. So this is misunderstanding to go to fight. I can't approve this. This is not a matter of physical force or mental force. Here when Swami Maharaj was attacked by the local gundas in Iskon Math, Mayapur, Chaitanya Chandramaya, he ordered take a party of Sankirtan outside and be beaten by them. They are entering into the compound and making, creating disturbance by throwing brick batteries, this and that. You go out with a Sankirtan party. Don't try to apply any force over them. Go outside with a Sankirtan party and let them enjoy a free beating to you. Whatever they come to do against you, you all tolerate. Tolerate. Then the Kirtan party went outside, they came, the outsiders came to attack them, but they tolerated for some time, then all retired and pacified. And Achyutananda once approached with a gun to a particular neighborhood, just in front of nearby Damodar Maharaj's building. Achyutananda with a gun approached there. So he was discarded and blamed very much by Swami Maharaj. And he lost his importance in the association. As I was told, that was the cause. In Mayapur, you want to apply force, that is, and with a gun you wanted to attack the Dhammavasi. This idea was very much repulsive to Swami Maharaj. And he became indifferent to that of Achyutananda, who was one of the founder members here, Achyutananda. And then there was a fight, and they are at, when they are attacked for their self-protection, they used some gun, bullets, and they themselves were beaten. Beaten and wounded very gravely, and then for some protection, self-protection, they used a gun, and I am told that some persons were wounded, outsiders, the gundas were wounded. But then also Bhavananda and others was taken to prison house, and I am told that Bhavananda with Hatkara,
handcuffs
in his hand. When he was taken to Navadvip Thana with Sankirtan, he came dancing, chanting. He came to with that
handcuff.
By chanting, he was shown in the street with handcuff, Krishna Nagar to Navadvip Thana, Navadvip Thana, Krishna Nagar. And they fasted. Until they are given prasadam for outside, they did not accept any food in the prison house, all these I heard. But forcible entry into the temple, that is part of the Gandhi movement, fought for that, that every caste must have entrance into the temple. That was Gandhi movement here, but that was also not successful in Odisha. Even Kalapahar, with the Mohammedan force, he demolished many temples and entered polluted, but could not enter Jagannath temple, we are told. This sort of attempt is not according to a real devotion. He is grace, he can grace me anywhere, everywhere. Ah, you want to go to? So forcibly entered to him and began to worship. This is no devotion. This is self-assertion that I am a devotee fighting for the cause. Very lower type of mentality in the devotional school. A drop, I shall try, give life after life. I must have a pledge that life after life I shall dedicate to get a drop of mercy of him. No qualification can make him proper to approach him. He is infinitely great, noble, pure, as I am infinitesimal, the most impure ego. By only his grace, and if he wills to take me, none can oppose. None can oppose if he wills. So we shall think we are so filthy. So filthy. But that we have got some sukriti, we are trying to achieve his grace. Dainam atmanivedanam dinata dainam. In Saranagata. Saranagata is first thing, self-abnegation. I have nothing, I have the lowest of the low. Dainam atmanivedanam guptittevaram. Without Saranagati, surrender, no devotion. Surrender is the foundation of devotion, devotional structure. But in the surrender, what is there? First thing is dhanna, that I am nothing. I am meanest of the mean. Meanest of the mean. Tenadavi smintyena. I am lower than a blade of grass. The blade of grass, it has got, it is a material thing, and it has got its own position. But I am, besides myself, I am a crazy man. I am small, not normal, vikrito. I am abnormal. My ahankar, ego, is something abnormal, not a normal, insignificant thing. A grass, blade of grass is most insignificant thing, but normal. I am abnormal, besides myself. Oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur remarks in the commentary of Trinadavi Sunicheno, that grass, blade of grass, I am lower than that, because the blade of grass, it is a material thing and it has got its own position particular. But I am Vikrita Swarup, I am abnormal, I am mad, I am not of a standard thinking, standard existence. So I am lower than that, a blade of grass. So Saranagata, that which our progress should be made on that side, and not that I am a big man. I can enter, I can touch the Lord, I can worship possibly. I am subject and that is object of my whims. What is this? This is not devotion proper. Gaur-hari. Mahaprabhu applied force, that is of another type, Sankirtan movement against Kaji. Prepared if any forcible attack may come, let it come. But we shall go on preaching the Lord, as Swami Maharaj did, go out and with Kirtan and tolerate the boisterousness of the local Gundas. Your nobility will be increased.
Ami.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Power seeking is not devotion. Rather to be disarmed. Whatever I have got, must were Sharanagati. I said, to be approached to a sleep mentality. Sri Sarupai Krishna Nityadas. I am nothing, I am nowhere. I am at his disposal. He can make or mar. He can do anything with me. Has got every right to do every, and to, he can play with me. He has got such right. That sort of understanding and our real position we have to think out and try to realize that position as much as possible to us. Especially in Jagannath temple, that is the standard there. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Haridas Thakur, under the direction of Mahaprabhu, direct direction, they showed a particular behavior, conduct there, respect. Giving respect to the method by which Jagannath is being worshipped there. Even Mahaprabhu himself, because in the first visit, out of extreme earnestness, he approached and touched Jagannath. So, he took his stand near Garuda Stambha, far away from the Srimurti of Jagannath. From there he used to have darshan. He did not go further, nearer to Jagannath. Because suddenly, unconsciously, if he feels much inclination to welcome Jagannath, what he did in his first attempt in enter. So he kept himself far away near Garuda Stambha. Every day he used to take stand in the side of Garuda Garuda, and from there he used to look at Jagannath, giving respect. To apply force over him, that is no devotion proper. Swami Maharaj did not attempt. Any other acharya, Ramanuj only wanted to introduce some change in the method of worshipping. But that was not accepted. Ramanuj even protested that you have appointed me to make reformation into the practices that are going on at present in your worshipping. So I must introduce these things, come from Shankar school or any other school, not in the proper Vaishnava method. But he was, you go elsewhere. But here, what I like, my servants according to me, they are doing. Don't try to interfere in the process of service that is going on here. And Ramanuj, with his bedstead at night, he slept in Puri. By morning he woke, he found he is in Kurmakshetra. He went there. And the Pundarik Vidyanidhi was punished in his dream by slap from Jagannath and Balaram. You have come here to introduce some reformation. What my servants do for us, you find fault with that Madhva Basan using. It is my will. I want that. What they are doing, they're doing according to my desire. Don't try to think otherwise. And Mahaprabhu gave respect to her. And Sanatana Goswami has written in Hari Bhakti Vinaya Smriti that whatever is going on in the Jagannath temple, that must be respected. And whatever is not given here in my writing, if it is, you can find, you can copy from Jagannath. Because what went on there got approval of Sri Chaitanya Dev himself. He was there for 24 years almost. When he stayed there at that time, whatever went there, that must be accepted as the highest rulings. This direction has been given in Hari Bhakti Vidhara by Sanatana Goswami. So, my forcible entry into the temple that we have got, and so many that are seeing the temple, they are finished, they have got everything. A wrong idea. Rather, they will be more nearer to devotion, that, I am not fit to enter the temple of Jagannath. And the Mahaprabhu accepted
it. Mukunda.
Jai Ram Prabhu has one question. If all the Dham Basis, they will go back to Mahaprabhu's eternal Sankirtan party, they will be able to enter into that.
Who?
The Dham Basis. If they will be able to... if after death, they will go back home, back to Godhead.
Then?
That's his question.
Then this will be vacant. What is it?
More will come. More will come.
More
will come. More persons, more jivas will come.
More?
More jivas will come to take that position.
New jiva, his new candidate will come.
Yes.
And old Dhambasi, where they have gone?
That's what we want you to tell us.
Difference in conception. Misconception of a player, of a thing. When the misconception vanishes, then what is there? Misconception vanishes for a particular person or group, but there are another are suffering from misconception. Misconception of a thing that is there. Proper conception of a thing and misconception of a thing. what is the relation between the two. Proper conception and the misconception of a particular thing. What is the relation between the two? In misconception also there are different stages of misconception. And proper conception also there are different stages. We have to think like that. Gradually misconception is being removed gradually. And proper conception is also is being revealed gradually. So many differences between, in between. Go deeper, yo-bhaccha. Deeper. But I die deeper, deeper death. Die to live. Death also gradual process. And life also gradual process. Gaur Narayan, Gaur Krishna. Angle of vision. Change in the angle of vision in estimation proper. A man may be seen from the body standpoint and mental standpoint, education standpoint in general and this specialist in particular education, then man as patterning his character, good, bad, learning and character, religious conception of different type, Buddhist, Shankarite, Ramanujite, Chaitanyite, Go deeper. Yes, it is. It is, go deeper. in the positive conception also there is differentiation. Even in the marginal conception, two differences, Viroja and Brahmalo. In no man's land, two divisions, one this side, another that side, according to influence. Buffer state, the thought, margin. And then in towards infinite, different conceptions. And towards misconception also different. Bhut, bhuva, sajaha, maha, sava, satya. And 14 kinds of division has been there. Chodya bhuvam. The material conception also have been dealt at least in 14 stages. Then the margin, two conceptions, Viraja Brahmalok. And then there is Shivalok, Narayan, Vaikunthalok, there are many spheres. 24 Vishnu avatar. In general, Vaikunthalok, Ayodhya, then Mithura, Dwarka, Vrindavan. In Vrindavan also different conceptions. There are Madhuri, Rasutra, Vrindavanam, Udara Panyamat, Govardhana, then Radha Kunda, in this way.
Maharaj, that also the name?
Different conception.
Maharaj?
Angle of vision differs in infinitely.
Aushad ekta?
Huh?
Aushad.
Ki aushad?
Kalmiya.
Sunset, every sun place or other, sunrise, sun place, midday, sun place or other, but it is eternal. Morning is eternal. Now here, now a mile off, in this way, everything is eternal. Midday eternal, night eternal, day eternal, somewhere or somewhere. Janisha sadbhudanam tasyam jagati samjan. What is night to one, that is day to another. That is also there. There are many animals who can see at night but can't see at day. So day seeing animal and night seeing animal. In this way, variety coexistent. Everything is coexistent. On the different of section, and even there are some who can voluntarily move in different planes. When Dilip went to Vasishtha, I am childless, what is the cause for which I am childless, and what is this, how can I get release of that? Then Vasishtha, he tried, stopped his present experience. In a present experience, he leapt and tried to enter into different stages. Supernatural stage he entered, and after some time came back to this plane and told, this is the cause of childlessness. And if you do this, that may be removed. So, Vasishtha was present in a particular stage, he withdrew from there and entered in some other state and then again came back there. Even if it is possible that like a flash, lightning flash, the dham came to reveal this to some heart, the heart of a devotee, and then again withdrawn. Not only Vigraha, but the dham also. Sudden a piece of dham came on one's heart. And again and disappear. There is subjective existence of different plane that come down and again withdraw. And in different persons it is also possible, but it is always in that stage. What comes like a flash to one, that is permanent in them. And there are some who are devoid of that consciousness and even the possibility of that is also there. Sometimes Gaudham may reveal in itself as Vrindavan. Sometimes Gaudham. That is also possible. Gaud Galadhar transforms into Radha Govinda sometimes. It's sweet to you. Of the supreme subject. We are like play dog. See me in this way. Yes, cannot but see that. No, see me in that way. Yes, we are helpless. We must see that. Play dog. In the super subjective area. See this? I'm compelled to see that. Don't see that, it is not so. Oh, it is not so. So we are helpless, we are dependent entity. Wholly depending on the grace. On the whim, what to speak of us, so many higher position holder also, Brahma, Brahmacharya. Mahaprabhu says, in his super trance, oh, I was experiencing such happy Krishna Leela. You all began a noise and so forcibly took me back here in this world of consciousness. I was experiencing and the divine Krishna Leela of the highest type in Govardhan. Such and such things I was experiencing. So happy, You have all forcibly drawn me down in this plane again. Adhishtha bhumi chintamani vrikha kalpa vrikha katha ganam gamanam nityam all of charming nature and expansion. They can produce many things. Not to speak about Krishna, even the trees also, they can show themselves in them any way. And in infinite heart. Infinite also different kinds. Most charming infinite. The line also infinite, and plane also infinite. Einstein say, one thing is not that thing plus something else, some possibility. What we get estimation at the present, the thing is not limited to that. It has got its possibilities, prospect. That also must be in the calculation. Otherwise, the estimation will be false. So infinite possibility. The creator of this world, Brahma's brain puzzled. Showing infinite within the face, within the mouth, and then again out of fear, embracing Yashoda. I am very much afraid of the cat. Oh, this is Leela. But if we are taken near it, we feel satisfaction. How much our teeny soul can contain. A spot, how can contain the water of the ocean? A negligent portion of water in the ocean can fill up the whole pot, however great. Still that is a feeling. He is mine. I am his. He is mine. And there is a stage also. He is mine alone. Yashoda says, he is my child. A doll in my hand, myself alone can do or undo everything about him. Such mastership is shown in a devotee. Devotee, you are my master. That play also is there. You are my master, you are my controller. In whatever market you like to sell me, I am sold. Vasudev Datta, he said, he amake beshte pare, he can sell me in the market. I am mercantile to him. Such devotion, affection he has got towards me. conception, proper conception, misconception. And there are different stages in both sides. And no conception, that is also there. Like deep sleep, samadhi, that Buddhist, Shankarite. No conception. Enter into no conception. At least for some time. Misconception, no conception, proper conception, and in the proper conceptions also there are so many differences, both as a group and as an individual. Difference in conception as a group and individual, both, more or less. Such is infinite. And he willingly becomes finite. Oh, I belong to you only. I am helpless, you are my guardian, you will protect me. At the same time, as the mountain Govardhan is only with one hand taken up, like a play ball. Different possibilities of being
fine. I am Mukunda.
Oh.
Mr. Ashanai.
Arjuna could not tolerate that. For some time he was calm, but little after Arjuna felt uneasiness and requested, please come to my own level, my friend. You are my friend. Take me to that level of vision. I can't tolerate this huge, grand, infinite characteristic, I can't tolerate any longer. My curiosity is finished. I can't relish it more. Come to me as my friend. When he came to that view, he saw Vritta Prakritingata. Idani Masmi Sang Vritta Satita Prakritingata. That grand vision has left me. I have gone to human standard of conception. Now I am relieved. Sejati parvada hale parabhvame deve phede. That Goswami says, if your inclination comes to we have curiosity to see the grandness, the astonishing aspect, then you will be deprived from this Vrajo conception that Krishna is so near and dear, our son, our consort, our friend. You will be devoid. You will lose this happy mood of experiencing him as your one of you. You will see him great, grand, big, infinite, powerful, majestic, all this. You will fall down to that conception. Gyan Sunna Bhakti is very happy experience. We are one, we are in the same...